Well, thank you for being good sports about that. So there were several topics that were discussed at annual conference. There was old business, new business, the various reports, agencies did their reports. But I want to focus on three subjects for the next 10 minutes and talk to you a little bit about that, because these are the topics that I think are the most important to the future of the Church of the Brethren, and the ones that there are two sides to each of these three areas. And one is compelling vision, vitality, and viability in creation care. One of these being so important, which is the compelling vision, that next year for the 2019 annual conference, there will be no other business other than to talk about the compelling vision. No new business will come to the conference. I don't think there's any existing old business left to come forward, so I think we covered all the old business, but everything is going to be discussed about this compelling vision. So I'm going to save that for last, but so for the next 10 minutes, I'll talk about these three, and I'm going to start with creation care. So this came out of a query in 2016 titled "Continuing the Study of Our Christian Responsibility to Care for God's Creation." To develop ways to support and extend our knowledge of renewable energy production with our financial investments and involvement in community projects to reduce our contributions to greenhouse gas concentrations and reduce our dependencies on fossil fuels. So you can imagine that some of the delegates that come from like the West Virginia district that are heavily dependent on coal, they have their opinions, and other churches have opinions, but they were trying to come up with a report that would help we be stewards of this earth, because we only have one earth to take care of. So at the beginning of this report, the committee pointed out that while the church has been faithful in confronting hunger, poverty, and injustice, some feel that caring for the rest of God's creation is lesser priority. We are now seeing how climate change is starting to have an effect on health, hunger, and poverty. The final outcome of this report will focus on two main areas. One is to create an informational website, and once that website becomes available, we will share it with all of you that you can go and look to see what they are putting onto this website. And the second is forming a Brethren Creation Care Network, which will focus on submitting articles to the Messenger and other news outlets and develop a grant program to assist churches with renewable energy projects like solar, wind, and geothermal. Now, I think all of you can appreciate that we have had some crazy weather lately, to say the least. And it's coast to coast. I mean, the wildfires seem to be getting more intense out in California. The flooding is more prominent than I've never experienced wild changes to the environment like we have in the last few years. So this is what this report was trying to address. And the last thing on the report is that they are listing recommendations for being more energy efficient. And what I'm gonna do is give these recommendations to Ruth so she can send them out to everyone through the e-banner. And it's broken out into three areas. So they have areas for denominational district, congregational, and individual levels. So each one, so the individuals is us, we could take a look at those and say, okay, this is some things that we can do to reduce the greenhouse gases or save the environment, and then there's some stuff for our church and then the district level. So that was the first report that I wanted to talk about. The next two sort of go hand in hand. And interestingly enough, the vitality and viability actually came out of a query from the Mid-Atlantic District in 2014. So that would have been with the Gene Hagenberger era. And the query pointed out two concerns that they wanted to address. One was districts have experienced a decline in membership and financial support. And second, a number of districts, due to financial pressure, had to reduce staff and or move from full-time to part-time. And Mid-Atlantic districts have experienced that. The secretary, I think, is now part-time for Gene, and they had to move out of their, they had to sell their building, and they're operating out of a church. So the Mid-Atlantic district, along with a lot of other districts, are experiencing some financial woes and decline in contributions and membership. So over the next 2 years, in 2016 and 17, this committee has come back with reports, but it was this year that the final report was given, and it has grown in scope from what the original query had asked the committee to look at. The two overarching concerns that were discussed at length in the Vitality and Viability Commission is this. The Church of the Brethren is in the midst of significant polarities regarding human sexuality, same-sex marriage that have deepened over the past several years. The committee recognizes that some congregations may leave because of the integrity of deeply held beliefs. And number two was how to engage an appreciative visioning which unites us around commonly held values like love feast, anointing, baptism, non-resistance, peace, and other values that bring us together. Would like to go into a year of Sabbath and renewal? So what they want to do is they want to hold off on discussing this any further for 1 year, because this leads into the compelling vision, which I'll talk to you about next. And during the year of renewal, the committee recommends that the district and churches focus on 5 Bible studies. And these 5 Bible studies, I'll be working with Randy to maybe set up maybe a small group session to talk about these 5 lessons. And the first one, the 5 are this. The first lesson is Israel's Jubilee, and focuses on Isaiah 61, 1-9, and it was written by Stephen Schweitzer. The second one is Audacious Hope, from Jeremiah 32, 1-15, by Carol Shepherd. The third is The Cost of Being a Disciple of Jesus, which is from Luke 14, 25-35, by Harold Martin. Renewal of Relationships, focusing on John 15 by Aaron Madison. And the last one is Unity in Christ, which is Ephesians 2, 14-18 by Alan Stuckey. Does anyone know any of these individuals? So these are people from the Church of the Brethren that wrote these Bible studies. So this is what they're giving every district, every church to look at during this year of stop focusing on this issue and just come together as a church to try to work out this, which brings us to the last report, which is the compelling vision. So the Council of District Executives will use the Vitality and Viability Report as a starting point that the church turns its attention to the framing of a compelling vision of how we will continue to work for Jesus together. This group places a timeline for the church to be led through a visioning process that will begin with annual conference 2018, which is the conference that I attended, and continue through the annual conference for 2019. So the delegate who represents this church in 2019 will be solely responsible, or will be talking strictly on this compelling vision. It is the hope that this process will result in a distinctive new beginning for our life together as Church of the Brethren. The compelling vision process began at the 2018 annual conference, and we conducted 2 business sessions talking about this. Some of the questions we were asked to focus on was, 1, what compels you to follow Jesus? 2, is why is it important for God's people to have a vision? And the third, What about developing a compelling vision gives you hope? So that was sort of the questions that were given to each of the tables, and we talked it over, and the answers that we put down as a table, we actually gave back to the overall the new committee that's being formed that will take this and start the compelling vision. So 2019 will be primarily dedicated to development of a compelling vision for the Church of the Brethren. Working groups will be held through the coming year at the district level to continue this process of developing compelling vision. So I think throughout this next year, there's going to be a lot of things that you'll hear about the compelling vision that will be brought into the church from the district. The goal is to keep as many churches together. The goal of this compelling vision is to keep as many churches together as one body and not divide the church over these issues. So that's my report. If you have any questions, I have all other material that I can make available, and I'd be happy to share it with you.